Septula doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I've got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage. What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, producer Ramona?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm fine. Thanks. Good. We have lots to get to today. We will make way at 6:40 today. So it's a 3-hour and 40-minute show. It's going to be basically football only. We might talk a little bit about the Braves, although I just did with Kwok and Ben with Richardson. I think Richardson is a coup. For the Braves. I mean, actually, this is all I have to say about it. I think Richardson is an absolute coup. If I was listing guys that I did not want to lose on the Mets, he would be chief among them. Certainly from a coaching standpoint, he is the best coach on the Mets staff. He turned the Mets into a running team. He turned non-runners into runners, and not just runners, successful runners. And by the way, when that streak, the Mets had a streak of like 40 straight stolen bases. And I'm telling you, as somebody who watched the games, these stolen bases were stolen easily because Richardson is a witch at reading pitchers. And he would talk to these guys at first base, and it was just amazing to see. And when that streak finally ended, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it ended on something fluky, like the runner fell down or something. It ended on something fluky because they stole like 40 straight bases, and it was because of him. It wasn't because they had all these speed demons. It was because of him. He had basically non-runners or guys who had been marginal runners during their career stealing bases and stealing them successfully and stealing them easily. So, honestly, I think that was a coup. You know, I'll just say something else. You know, if you want a missing link on the Braves, the missing link would be Edwin Diaz. You know, Edwin Diaz is a free agent. He may want to stay in New York. I haven't seen anything about it. Honestly, I'm just like so disgusted with the Mets that I don't even care. You know, I'll see it when everybody else does. I'm like done wasting my time on it. I'm seriously like semi out on the whole thing, but. If Edwin Diaz was available, and I don't know what his price would be, but if Edwin Diaz was available, that's like the one piece the Braves don't have. You know, I mean, if you put Edwin Diaz at the back of that pitching staff, with that team, you kidding me? I mean, it's just an idle thought. Probably has no chance of happening. The Braves don't pay up guys like that. But you want to talk about the one missing commodity with the Braves, and the Braves have some candidates for that, but, you know, they don't have a solid answer. I mean, Edwin Diaz, look, you could have anybody historically, okay? I'm just telling you who I'd take. Historically speaking, the greatest relievers of all time, I'm taking Mariano Rivera first, and I'm taking Edwin Diaz second. I don't care where you go after that. I mean, there are all sorts of great relievers throughout history, guys who put up longer-term numbers, whatever. You can have all that. You can have all that. The two most unhittable dudes I've ever seen are Mariano Rivera and Edwin Diaz too. Period. And you know you got guys who just won't even try against Diaz. I mean, who have just surrendered. You know, I mean, that's where we are. So, you know, he's available to somebody. I mean, who knows what the Mets are doing? I mean, I don't know what the Mets are doing with anything. But I think the addition of Richardson was a bold stroke, and I sort of like the fact that Walt Weiss comes in and he wants to do it his way, and clearly he was not happy with some things. So maybe he's not maybe he's not like Snicker at all. Maybe what he's doing is setting a tone that, hey man, there's a new boss here, and we're not doing things the way we were. Look, I think when you get rid of guys and you replace them with other guys, I think it sends a wake-up call to the players as well. I know it doesn't involve the players, but it proves that you're willing to make a move that other people weren't. You know, it's like, man, I don't like what happened here. We're shaking this crap up. So I think from a Braves standpoint, I think that it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I think already – to my way of thinking, look, the Braves were lethargic last year. Snicker was like the living dead. I mean, there were numerous videos of him just yawning like he's fallen asleep in the friggin' dugout. Walt Weiss just issued a wake-up call to the whole franchise, I think. Listen, it's really early. There's really nothing to go by yet, but I think these are really good signs for the Braves. I really do. I mean, I think it's a wake-up call to that whole organization that, hey, man, the status quo is done. That's not what we're doing anymore. And I think when you get rid of coaches who these players have been accustomed to knowing, I think it sends a message to the players that, hey, this dude could get rid of me too. You know? And so I think the Walt Weiss era, however long it lasts, is off to a really good start. Look, give me the Braves to win the division and play the Dodgers for the NL championship. That's my pick right now. I'm making my pick, Ramona, on the 6th of November. I'm picking the Braves and the Dodgers in the NLCS. I don't know who wins. I'm not ready to say that. You know, the Dodgers will probably add 17 more guys.
Probably.
So it'll probably be them. It'll probably be them because, you know, they'll probably up that payroll to, you know, I don't know, a billion. We don't take calls in the first segment, but I'm going to right now because I know Paul wants to talk about the Braves. But we're going to be college football heavy all day. I want to spend a lot of time breaking down games and talking about the games. I think this is a big weekend. You know, one thing I'll say about and I think it's important to remember, and I probably didn't abide by this weekend in teams I picked necessarily, but it's important to remember it all gets tougher for the unbeatens now. I've seen this throughout my entire career. Always gets tougher now. This stuff about being unbeaten, you know, you can meander through the first 6-7 games of the season unbeaten. Everything's great, everyone's happy, and you're feeling good and all that stuff. When you start getting to game 8, 9, 10, etc., now the pressure really ramps up. It just does. It's just hard to stay unbeaten. And frequently we'll see teams lose games at this point of the season against teams that you would never would have thought they would lost to. Plus, I think in most cases, the favorites are not anywhere near invincible. I know Alabama had a nice stretch against four teams, ranked teams that they won, but has Alabama looked great? I don't think so. I think they have one guy, Simpson. I mean, they have some receivers, but that team's been carried by the quarterback. I mean, absolutely carried. I think that's a 6-6 football team without him. And then Georgia, I mean, what have they done? I mean, they've been more lucky than good. Let's be honest. So I think these teams are all subject to being upset. Now, the two teams that haven't looked that way are Ohio State and Indiana. But even for them, I think it starts to ramp up, starts to get a little harder. Paul and Henry. Paul, how are you, Paul? Good to have you.
Just fine, Walt. You know, I was just thinking, you're talking about the Mets.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about the Mets and the Yankees. After what happened Tuesday night in New York City, the Jets, the Giants, the Yankees, and the Mets, any free agents, I believe they'd be cutting out of that city. So we aren't be able to get a pretty good couple of good baseball players.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, the cost of living for the semi-wealthy may be going way the freak up in that city. Yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah,
maybe that's what Edwin Diaz is thinking about. Maybe that's right, what Edwin Diaz is thinking. Edwin Diaz is watching the mayoral election, thinking, "Okay, I'm out here now."
Right. I mean,
screw Tommy Trumpet. Screw Tommy Trumpet. They can play that for me in Atlanta.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, Walt, I just thought I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting point. Thank you, Paul. That's a pretty interesting point. Yeah. You know, look.
So there's a shakeup in New York, eh?
Oh, there's a shakeup in New York. Trust me, Ramona. Listen. Don't worry about the Joker or Bane. Gotham City better put the bat signal up right now because they're in big friggin' trouble.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's been a long time since they've been in.
Oh, man, I can't wait to watch this thing. I mean, it's just like get your popcorn out because this is going to be an unmitigated disaster. I mean, basically, they put a 34-year-old Ramona in charge of the biggest city in the world. A 34-year-old's never had a job.
It's his first job?
Yes. So we'll see. He's a rich kid. So
he just decided to be
in
charge.
Yeah. This is gonna go
right out of the gate.
Yeah, this is gonna go real well. I can't wait to see.
Everything's gonna be
free. Everything's gonna be free. Everything is free. Everything is free and no police department. Everything free and no police department. We'll see. We'll see how it all goes. I'm interested. I'm not going to judge.
Man.
I am ordering all the popcorn Amazon has.
Well, the guy before.
I'm having it delivered to my house in 18-wheelers.
You're going to have to.
We have lots to get to. It is all basically football today. I want to talk about games. I want to talk about Clemson and FSU, what happens there, why it happens. We're going to go over all the contest games. We're going to spend a lot of time breaking them down. We'll look at some other games as well. We've got some action tonight, tomorrow night. I will not be here tomorrow. So if you want to talk to me, you've got to get in today. I will not be here tomorrow. So you want in 654-7627, 654-7627, you can get in. But, I think really good early signs for Walt Weiss in Atlanta. Really good early signs. I mean, I'm not a Braves fan, but I'm optimistic about the Braves. And I just call it like I see it all the time, as you know. So, I'm not picking the Mets, but I think the Mets suck. Honestly, I already hate what the Mets have done, and I knew Soto would put up stats, but I didn't know if he would move the needle. Now, I'll tell you something. Soto worked hard, which sort of surprised me. He worked on his defense, and he worked on his throwing mechanics, and he spent a ton of time doing it. So, for the most part, I mean, I was pretty happy with him. I obviously got off to a rough start, but went on to have a tremendous statistical year. But my concern before the year was the starting pitching. It looked great for like, you know, a month, and then it all fell apart. I was right to have that concern. I really wanted an elite starting pitcher. If the New York Mets are going to let Edwin Diaz leave this city, if Edwin Diaz somehow escapes from New York, wasn't that a movie? Well, now everybody's going to try and escape from New York, as Paul said. If Edwin Diaz escapes from New York, I'm done. I'm done. I'm just like, forget it. I'm just completely done. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now. Mark my words, Ramona. It is the 6th of November. I don't give a brat's a how much money Captain Moneybag spends. I don't care. Cohen. I don't care. If the New York Mets allow Edwin Diaz to get away from them, I promise you, the Mets will finish in 4th place in the division. In 4th. Not 1st. Not 2nd. Not 3rd. You can have them all. This is even if they keep Alonso. This is even if they keep Alonso. You know, even if that happens, if they don't keep Diaz and there aren't dramatic changes to that starting pitching staff, they will finish 4th in the division. I mean, because the Marlins can pitch. So, you know, it'll be Braves, Phillies, Marlins, Mets. That's what you'll have. Wouldn't surprise me at all. In fact, as of today, I think the Mets will finish 4th. Barring significant changes to the entire situation. And I think the Braves finish 1st. And I think they win the division by a fairly comfortable margin over the Phillies. That's my prediction. And Braves and Dodgers in the World Series. Or in the NLCS, excuse me. Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We're getting to Clemson, Florida State, and a whole bunch of college football all day. You can get in 654-7627. We'll go over the pick'em games in depth and some Road Rage guarantees. We'll be back.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe. It's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too.
Done!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
The wait is over. AC/DC's Back Live Power Up Tour, Saturday, July 11th. Bank of America Stadium with the Pretty Reckless. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Saturday, July 11th, Bank of America Stadium. Don't miss AC/DC, produced by AEG Presents. Oh,
yeah. Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blockhaven.com.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the ultimate lunch lineup boasts wall-to-wall sports and scenic views. When you're hungry and in a hurry, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local lodge.
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD-214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spiritwear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
Hey there, Tiger fans. Thinking about making Clemson your forever home? Whether you're a recent grad, proud alum, parent of a current student, or just love those orange sunsets over Death Valley, Great Southern Homes has the perfect place for you to settle down in Tiger Town. With our central Clemson communities of Springwood Grove, Edwards Ridge, and Champions Village, Great Southern Homes has a variety of floor plans, endless personalization options, and upgrades to fit your unique taste. Visit GreatSouthernHomes.com today to learn more about our central Clemson communities.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Coach Saban here, and let me tell you, every second matters. Preparation is everything, and that's why I trust Kidde Smoke Alarms.
And as North America's number one home fire safety brand, they're built to respond over 25% faster to smoke detection. Kidde helps protect what matters the most. Find it at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Number one claim based on total household installations as of December 2023. 29% faster average smoke detection based on internal testing of smoldering wood fires for Kidde 9th edition versus leading competitor 8th edition product.
Your fantasy roster is set, the smack talk is heating up, and this season ESPN Bet is giving you more ways to ride with your squad. Introducing the ESPN Bet Fan Center, where you can instantly link and bet on your fantasy teams right in the ESPN Bet app. An enhanced sports betting experience only from ESPN Bet, the sportsbook for sports fans. Download the app and link your ESPN Bet and ESPN accounts to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the Upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
A boy, I thought it just came to the earth, but I never could tell what's mine, so it didn't matter anyway. My only pride and joy was this racket down here, banging on an old guitar, singing what I had to say.
I need that. The great John Hyatt, the greatest songwriter ever. We are back. You can get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You can get in and join the conversation. Lines have been completely busy for weeks. I'm here just today, and you can get in right now, 654-7627.
Now, I got something to tell you that I've been reluctant to tell you. I was going to wait.
What does this mean?
I was going to wait to see if anything happened after that, but I think I killed two Euro. Is that what they are? Euro spiders?
Oh no! So they've arrived.
Yeah. Yesterday, not yesterday, the day before, the night before. Okay, yeah. I came home, yeah, and there was a spider hanging in the carport, and it was black.
Yeah,
and it looked like it had some. You know how they have their body hanging off their
head.
Okay, and it looked yellow or greenish,
yellow,
or whatever, right?
Yellow.
So I didn't say anything to you. I didn't say squat to you about it.
I already know. I brought him over last Thursday.
You snuck over there, huh? And then so I looked them. I came in. I looked them up on the internet to see what they look like.
Yeah.
Now there was a couple of variations of them, but one of them looked close enough.
Yeah.
For me to think it was one.
Okay.
So last night, so yesterday when I got up, I planned on killing it. It was gone. It was daytime.
It
so
knows. It told its friends.
Okay. Yeah. So it was gone. Well, last night when I came home, there were two. There was one on one side of the carport and one on the other side.
You know what? You know what we refer that to in the business, Ramona?
What?
A breeding pair.
Yeah, I thought that. So I said, "Oh no way! I don't know why y'all are separated if y'all plan on doing stuff." But one was over here and one was over there, right? So
because that's how we always do it after we
you separate
after we do the act, we separate.
You separate. You go get out of here. I don't want to see you anymore.
That's right.
So then I went inside and I got my arsenal.
Your arsenal.
So I had I didn't know what to get. I don't know what kills them.
Yeah.
I remember you said something about one day about how the hornet killer is the same thing as everything
else. Yeah,
it just
is.
Sprays
just sprays differently.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and got all that together.
Yeah, the hornet killer is the better
it's
choice
the
because you're spraying it from 20 feet away.
Yeah. I thought of that.
Yes.
I thought of that.
It's all the same stuff. It's amazing how they market this stuff. You got something for ants and something for hornets. If you just read the friggin' ingredients, the same exact stuff. It's just one spray's 20 feet.
Used carpet killer one time to kill a bunch of spiders.
Yeah.
I smashed a spider and it had babies like come out.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I grabbed, right? So, and they killed them in their tracks. So anyway, so I got all my stuff. I had hornet killer.
All her stuff. She got her full arsenal.
I had a couple cans of...
Two spiders.
You know how you always have a can that doesn't have much left in it? So I kind of went that way.
Yeah.
So I got a couple cans of hornet stuff that was right there.
Okay.
And a can of spider spray that I found.
Yeah.
And then I had some stuff that supposedly kills everything.
Yeah, and the broom.
And the broom.
And the broom.
I did. I had the
broom. I knew you had the broom.
Okay, so I go out there.
How'd I guess that?
I go out there and I go. So then I think, okay, this one's over here behind
me. She's spraying with three different insecticides and hitting it with the broom.
Yeah. There's one over here. Now, this one on this side, y'all can't see it. Yeah. One's on the left hand, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, so one on one side would be behind me while I'm killing the other one.
Yeah.
Well, the other one looked bigger.
Yeah.
Or, you know, closer or something.
Yes.
So I thought, I'll kill you, and then I'll get back to you. And I told him. I said, now, I waited to see if y'all were going to leave, but you didn't. So here we go. So first thing I did was, spray. So I sprayed with the hornet killer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because I didn't have much of the other stuff.
Yeah.
So I sprayed with the hornet killer.
Yeah.
And he kind of, you know, did his little deal, you know,
started
moving around. Yeah, moving around. And he was still moving.
Yeah.
So I took out the spider spray and I sprayed it.
Spray
and then he curled up.
Curled up.
Like he was dead.
Yeah, like he's dead.
Okay.
And then you hit him with the broom.
Okay, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, then I looked over.
There's another step.
Then I looked over here.
She actually raised her finger to me and said, not yet.
I looked over here and there's this one. Okay. So this one's still a little smaller.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And... okay,
baby
so I was
killer.
Like, okay, I'm still working on you because if you move and go somewhere else, I'm not going to know.
Yeah.
So then that's when I got. Now, also, what I do is I spray the broom also so that if they get. If they get stuck in the broom, you know.
Do you have a little guillotine you can put them in after all
no,
this?
No. But if I could have stepped on them, I would have done that.
Yeah.
But, you know. Okay, so I sprayed the broom in case they get in the broom.
Yeah, in case they get in the broom.
And then I put the broom next to the door, and they're waiting on me next day.
Yeah.
So I hit him with the broom and stomped him. Okay, and it was so funny because there was spider spray all over the carpool.
Yeah.
That's how much stuff up. There's dripping hornet stuff is like dripping down the.
Ramona, it's one spider.
I know.
Hornet it's not an army
you
of
can,
them.
You can see
the
them.
Army will be there next week.
The hornet.
Don't use all your spray now because all their friends are coming.
So I did that.
This
one.
Is just the first. These are.
I treat them as scouts.
You know, from a military standpoint, these are like the CBs.
The scouts.
Yeah, that's right.
If the scouts don't come back and say that's how it works with ants.
Right.
Okay, the scout doesn't come back.
So you think the scouts aren't going to come back, and therefore...
I don't know.
And therefore, none of their mates will show up.
It doesn't matter. So I went over here and killed this one. Okay, I killed that one. I did the same with the broom. That didn't seem to
give a fight. The only thing that's going to save you, here is these are really late arrivals because when the weather starts to get cold, they vanish. So that's the only thing that's going to save you here. But,
but next spring, But I don't want them on my car.
You're going to be moving.
Now, there's one thing I had to say to you.
Oh, yeah.
The web. I mean, you made out like the web was like horror movie web, you know?
Yeah, they are.
And all that. The web was really thin.
No.
I could barely see the web.
No, it's coming. Trust me.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you'll see. And once you start walking into it, you'll
I'm
understand.
I'm not going to walk into
oh,
it.
Oh, you are.
If I can see
no,
it,
no,
I'm not going
to
walk into it.
No, you are. You're going to find out. No, you
no,
are. You,
if,
no,
I mean,
you 100%.
You walk into webs
you 100%
see?
Are going to wind up walking into
no,
these webs.
I pay a lot more attention where
okay.
I'm going
you'll
than
see.
You.
You'll see.
So, I know.
Okay.
I know.
It'll be, you know, this will be, the next story. It won't come until, like, March or something. But the next story is going to be, I couldn't get this web out of my hair. I couldn't get it off my face. And then as I'm trying to get it off my face, I walked into another one.
No, I'm not going to walk into it.
Okay.
Why would I walk into something if I can see it?
You'll see.
Are you telling me that they're invisible?
They're. You'll find out.
No, you'll find out. You experienced it.
Yeah, you'll find out.
I thought the way you were.
Everybody
like
who gets these spiders walks. They are. And that's what yours is going to look like.
Why can't you see them?
Because they're everywhere. They're going to be on your car. They're not just going to be. They're going to be on your car. They're going to make webs from your car door to everything else. You're going to be trying to avoid one, and you're going to be walking into others. Stay tuned. The invasion is afoot.
I knew. I was going to wait a few weeks.
I'm so happy that they finally made it to your place.
It's amazing how happy you are that I'm getting these spiders. But I think I can prevent them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you do think that.
I do think that.
Yeah.
Because I prevent bugs. Okay. I don't only kill bugs, but I prevent them from coming back. It's true. When I first moved in my house, I had carpenter ants everywhere. Okay.
Oh my God, yes.
And then every year, as I did prevention.
Yes. The Ramona prevention program got smaller and smaller amount
every year, and now they don't come back. I don't see any. So.
Yeah. she's got both hands up in the air now with her arms apart.
So, I'm ready.
She's.
I have, you know, and also, just so you'll know, I know y'all think I'm weird, but just so y'all know, I have different brooms. I have one broom I never take outside because I don't want outside stuff.
You don't want any spider potentially.
Right. And then I have one broom that I never hit spiders with that I use to sweep.
Oh, again, a non-spider hitting broom.
Yeah.
So one inside broom stays inside, one non-spider hitting broom.
Yeah, because you don't want a spider coming out while you're using it.
Yes. You have one spider hitting broom, or you have more than one spider?
I have one spider hitting broom.
One spider hitting
broom. Stays outside. I got one broom that stays inside because I don't like
What are you going to do? What are you going to do when the Joro spiders make their webs all over
the broom?
Outside broom?
Is that what you think is going to
happen? Yes, they're going to be on the handle of your broom.
No, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This is not going to happen. And I'm pretty sure that's what they were, because there was one picture, and it looked pretty clear.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Black with a yellowish-greenish thing.
Yellow.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm sure. That's what I'm telling you, because I figured that's what they are.
Yeah, these are the scouts.
So stay tuned, everybody.
These are the Seabees.
Who wins?
These are the Seabees. They're doing the construction so that you can have the sea landing. These are gonna be like coming like the military by air, by ground, by sea. That's what they're gonna be coming by.
No. Well,
So stay tuned, everyone.
You're saying in spring.
I'm going to take a photo to show you of what is coming.
Well, no,
your
I don't
way.
Need. I
yeah,
believe
no, I'm gonna,
you.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a photo.
I believe you, or I wouldn't have went through all that trouble. But the thing is, I don't see how you walk in them if you can see them.
I know you don't.
Okay.
But like, just read the text line from we have people. Who work for yard services.
No, Rudy called and said, I walked in a bunch. Rudy called me and told me that. I walked in a big old web. What do I do? What do I do? I said, get the broom, get the stuff. And he said, okay, and he hung up now. He hadn't called back about it, so I have no idea what happened.
Well, that may be a bad sign.
He's called back, but not about that, so I don't know.
He didn't suffer an arachnophobia ending.
I don't think so.
Let me tell you about Twin Peaks. It just doesn't get better than Twin Peaks. It's the ultimate destination for a sports fan. Where are you watching college football? Where are you watching the NFL? Where are you watching every sport, NBA, college basketball, which is just crazy good thus far. Where are you watching all this stuff? How about the NHL? How about UFC and boxing events? It's all at Twin Peaks all the time. 80 high-definition monitors wherever you sit. It's like you're in your own studio. But in this studio, beautiful, scantily clad women bring you food and drink. You probably don't have that in your studio. There are four or five monitors that sit above you. It's just absolutely incredible. 29-degree draft beer, giant man-sized mugs, insane selection of bourbons and tequilas and mixed drinks. They've got you covered. Rare bourbons run through this month. You consider yourself a bourbon connoisseur? Then you belong at the Peaks. We're proud to pour an exclusive and extensive collection
collection of rare bourbons, whiskeys, and tequilas, including our barrel selects, which are handpicked by our team and bottled just for you. How about that? How about that? Listen, it just doesn't get better. And then this Veterans Day, which is coming up, Twin Peaks honors the brave men and women who served our country. Join us at Twin Peaks on November 11th from 11 a.m. to 3 for free Veterans Day lunch. How about that? All veterans and active duty members enjoy a complimentary lunch meal. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and sacrifice. Come share a meal and raise a toast to America's heroes. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views. How about that? Exactly. So 100% participation may vary by location, dine-in only, of course, valid military ID required. And then we have a big event, UFC 322, that's coming up. So it doesn't get better. And like I tell you all the time, the biggest surprise at Twin Peaks is the food. The food is incredible. Scratch Made Kitchen, Scratch Made Food. They're always Roy Kramer, we're tweaking the lineup. The food is just, people ask me all the time, what's good? You know, the first person ever told me this was Buddy Brooks. Before I ever went to Twin Peaks the first time, Buddy Brooks said, "Walt, the biggest surprise you could have is that the food at Twin Peaks is excellent." He was 100% right. He was a smart guy. You should be smart too. Get to Twin Peaks. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
It's always big when the Clemson Tigers and Florida State Seminoles get together on the gridiron, and we've got you covered right here on The Roar. Kickoff at 7 o'clock inside Memorial Stadium this year. That means the Ingles Tiger pregame show starts at 1 inside Burton Gallery, right there inside Little John Coliseum. Then Tiger Tailgate Show with Faxon and his crew, Don, Tim, and Reggie with the call of the game, and Donnell Clark and I will give you all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, it's here. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County environmental educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County convenience centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the materials recovery facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Hey y'all, this is Dabo Sweeney. In football, a strong connection between players wins games. In life, a strong connection helps everyone win. That's why I'm an Upcountry Fiber customer. They've got the fastest, most reliable internet you can get, and it's backed by folks who live here and who care about doing things the right way. Whether it's game day streaming, working from home, or keeping up with family, Upcountry Fiber is your best play. Visit upcountryfiber.com to sign up for service. Upcountry Fiber, the winning team for a stronger connection.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
it's bow time. When breakfast gives you choices, choose something that'll satisfy. Something like Bo's new smothered steak biscuit. It's your favorite steak biscuit, now topped with savory homestyle gravy. Order any time of day. It's only at Bojangles for a limited time. It's bow time.
Fall is here, and that means cooler days and cozy nights. But are you ready to make the most of the season? At Fort Hill Natural Gas, we've got you covered. Whether it's keeping your home warm, heating your water, or firing up the grill for those crisp evenings, natural gas is your most efficient and reliable choice. It's clean, cost-effective, and always there when you need it. This fall, let Fort Hill Natural Gas keep your family comfortable and your energy bills low. Visit FHNGA.com today.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
It's not love if it holds too tight. You can fly beside her. You gotta go when your heart says go.
Little Child of the Wild Blue Yonder from the great John Hiatt. Ramona, friend of the show, writes regarding you, "Oh Lord, Ramona is killing me." And then adds, "Of course, she can't tell Peter Woods from Kate Klubnick, so who knows if it's even a spider."
I knew it wasn't Peter Woods. He's just saying that because he knows. I would know. Crazy.
Oh, Lord. Didn't you have something else? You have something else, don't you?
Oh, yeah. This part.
Yeah, this part.
When I looked up to see what they look like, I saw an article that said what to do when you encounter Euros spiders, right?
Yeah.
I said, okay, well, it has something special that I need.
Oh, yeah, something else you need for your arsenal.
I can go get
shotgun, 12-gauge.
Yeah, so I opened up the article, and it said, nothing. They're harmless. Don't bother them. I was like, my A. It's going.
Okay.
It's not Bambi I'm killing.
All right. Well, let me just say this. Okay. First of all, on the notion of them being harmless, which is frequently expressed. Now, you get people who say the same thing about great white sharks. So, just to be clear.
Well, I mean, they're harmless if you don't get bit.
Well, on the notion of these spiders being harmless, all spiders are venomous. Okay, first of all, it's just the degree. It's just the degree to which they're venomous.
Yeah.
Generally, in nature, when you have bright yellow on something, it's a warning sign. Now, I'm not saying that they're really dangerous. I'm saying I wouldn't be anxious to test it on yourself.
No,
I would avoid that. And then I saw on Facebook recently, and I told you this: a woman in South Carolina, on this issue of them being harmless, said one of them bit one of her calves and the calf died. So, I mean,
you can't, and you could
her calf didn't think it was harmless.
And you could be allergic.
Well, that's right.
So, and not be very bad, but still be allergic to something.
And by the way, all of the other spiders are disappearing. So they're not harmless to them either. They're an invasive species that is just frigging taking over.
Yeah.
I mean, because I don't even know what the other spiders were called that I used to have a ton of around my house. I used to have these sort of thick-bodied spiders who had orange on them, and they would make webs up at the top of the porches, too.
Did you walk into those webs?
No, seemingly no. No, I did not. No, it was different.
These Joro spiders, you're going to find out, they make webs everywhere, not like these. So I used to have a lot of those spiders. Now they're gone. And they've been displaced and replaced by these Joro spiders.
Exactly.
I think they're the apex spider predator right now. So they're harmful to somebody. Maybe not to us, but they're harmful to other spiders, you know, and so we'll see.
Yeah, but those spiders, I don't even mess with those spiders. I have a thing with the bugs, you know.
Yeah,
if they stay away from me, I stay away from them. So
yeah.
I see harmless, regular spiders all the time. When I saw this spider and I thought it was that spider, I needed to make sure.
You know what? This person writes, Dawn Power Wash will kill the spiders. You know, he's not wrong, Ramona, because, you know, you get these little gnat flies. That Dawn stuff kills them instantly. So
stand those things.
Dawn Power Wash. I think that texture is correct.
And that's a foaming thing.
Yeah,
too.
It is.
Ooh,
yeah.
I like that. I like the stuff that foams.
I mean, doesn't she sound a little like a psycho killer who's going to move on to humans next?
I'm just happy because I know I can get rid of them. It's like Walking Dead, you know, if you shoot them in the head, they're gone.
Texter said they're orbed weavers. I finally saw one today. They're disappearing. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, that's it. Orbed weavers. Exactly. Those orbed weavers, which were very prevalent and seemingly harmless. Again, I never tried it out, but I didn't walk into those all the time. So I didn't care. I didn't care about those at all. But they have basically vanished from my property, and they've been replaced by these. So there's only one assumption I can make there. Yep.
All right. Stay tuned. I'll let y'all know when spring comes.
Oh, spring is going to be is going to be a beautiful thing.
It's still not cold, though. So a few others could try to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, that may be. The temperature going up a little last couple of days. You may be getting
might have to have a chair out there. I'm kidding.
Just the first wave.
Wait on them.
All right. We need to get to some football conversation because we have a lot to get to. Clemson, Florida State. Two teams that have had somewhat similar seasons, both obviously highly disappointing. Florida State's been really good offensively, and I think they're very dangerous offensively. I think the distinction between Florida State in the passing game and the passing game you just saw of Duke is that Mensah is, I think he's the future number one pick in the NFL draft. Castellanos is never going to be that. Castellanos blows hot and cold as a passer. He's more streaky. Now I think he's feeling better about himself right now. And maybe for the same reason Cade's feeling better about himself. I think the injuries have actually helped these two guys as throwers. As opposed to bailing all the time, they're looking to stand in and throw the ball. I think both quarterbacks have similar tendencies in that regard. And I think that as I said on Twitter while I was watching the game, I think the ankle injuries actually help Cade. It's forcing him to just anchor in the pocket and stand there and throw the ball. And Clemson produced probably their best offensive output of the year. In fact, I'm not sure there's a probable. I think it was their best. I don't count Boston College and North Carolina. People recite, well, you put up offense. You know, Florida State played a couple nobodies. Well, Clemson played a couple nobodies too. I got a newsflash for you because that's what North Carolina and BC were when Clemson played them. So none of that matters to me. I mean, those are just outliers. I just don't care. But I thought Cade played his best game of the year standing in. I thought in some ways Castellanos played his best game of the year against Wake Forest, also more standing in and throwing the football. And, of course, he's got and this is the guy that Clemson's going to have to worry about first, is Deuce Robinson. Deuce Robinson is a beast. You're talking about a 6'6", I don't know, 235-pound wide receiver. He's got to be something like that. And he is a human mismatch. And I just don't know that Clemson has anybody who can deal with Deuce Robinson. So Clemson's going to have to pay him a lot of attention, or they're going to have to get home on Castellanos. And getting home has been a problem for this defense. You know, you see Tom Allen do a lot of different things. He runs a lot of twists up front. He tries to free Peter Woods. That not much in there has worked in terms of pressure in the passer, other than what I call the rabbit package. But But I think when you're looking at Florida State, your first two concerns have to be, well, see, this is where the problem comes in. Because I'm not sure it's a first two concerns thing. Because they have a really gifted backfield. I mean, Sawchuk at times has been great for them. I think that Kroma is one of the most talented young running backs I've seen in years. I will watch Florida State games, and I just can't understand why they aren't giving the ball consistently to Kroma. Because there are moments I watch Kroma, and I'm thinking Marcus Dupre. There are moments I'm thinking that when I watch him. And I just don't think they give him the ball enough. But last week, it was Samuel Singleton, who actually, I think, was on the depth chart at like 5 or something. I mean, but last week, it was Samuel Singleton, moved right to the front. And I think this week, he's a co-number one on the depth chart. And Singleton ran hard. He hit the hole hard. He ran in explosive fashion. He exhibited good contact balance. He ran through contact. Singleton was impressive against Wake Forest. So when you look at this offense, here are the elements that you've got to be concerned about. And that's why you've got to be concerned from a Clemson defensive standpoint. First of all, you know, you have to be aware of the Malzahn factor, and he's going to play some games with your mind. And Clemson's defense has not been sound and not been assignment sound and has been prone to bust. So those things definitely concern you against this team. You've got a quarterback that could create eye discipline issues at the second and third level of your defense. If he's right and he can move, if he is, then he doubles as a very dangerous runner, extremely explosive, quick, super quick, but he has a hyper-magical ability to extend plays. Now, I thought, again, in the Wake Forest game, I thought there was less of that. I thought there were times that he just sort of succumbed under pressure because I just don't think he has that mobility right now with his injury situation. So we're going to find out. But the Malzahn element is a little bit of a concern because again, of the I think the eye discipline issues he can create for a defense that's already having eye discipline issues. I think that when you look at their playmakers, you have Castellanos. You've got this stable of backs that includes Sawchuk and Kroma and now Samuel Singleton. Really, they have 5 backs. They have talented running backs, and they've been able to run the ball. And then you add in Castellanos' ability. And then you go to Deuce Robinson, who's the 6'6", 230-pound-plus receiver. And I thought he played the best game of the year against Wake Forest last week. And I thought Castellanos did the best job of finding him. And I thought it was the first time all year that you've seen Castellanos just say, you know what, I don't care who's covering Deuce Robinson. I'm throwing it to him anyway. That's a strategy I would employ because he's 6'6", 230. And if you just throw the ball vertically down the field to him, there's not much a defense can do because you don't have any 6'6 dudes in your secondary. And that's no matter who you are. There are no 6'6", 230-pound corners or safeties. So he has a significant catch point advantage, and that was on display in the Wake Forest game, and you could see Castellanos sort of feeling that. So I think you're going to see that more. If you can't affect him and he has time to throw the ball vertically, I think Florida State wants to take some vertical shots to Deuce Robinson. They're going to try and do that without question. And especially because of the eye discipline issues. And again, from a body type standpoint, Clemson doesn't really have a body to defend Deuce Robinson. Again, he's not a speed guy, but he's got enough speed to get vertical in the same way Mike Williams used to, you know, more as a catch point type of situation. And then they've got fairly athletic tight ends. Randy Pittman, there was a play in the Wake Forest game where Pittman had a 45, 50-yard reception. Pittman has enough speed to get vertical, enough explosiveness to get vertical at tight end. So the offensive line's a little better than it was a year ago. It's still not great, but it's better than it was. Pettibone helped that. But I think when you look at their weapons are pretty significant. And that's why they've put up these big yardage totals all year long. And that's why they pose a problem for Clemson's defense, at least the Clemson defense we've seen of late. So we'll talk more about this on the other side. Rudy, I'm coming to you. Waltip Tula Road Rage.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z-Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Alright, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Transmission problems. AMCO Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. AMCO of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from AMCO of Greenville today.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in blown-in insulation. Blown-in insulation provides great improvements to your home's efficiency and comfort while being a great cost-effective option. We also install solar attic fans for temperature and humidity control, reducing your attic temp from 150 to 110 degrees, protecting your home. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Hurry, call Koala Insulation at 864-867-1779 today.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food.